until such a time as there's an outright ban on fracking in Ireland, those of us in the anti-fracking campaign will continue to campaign against it. But hopefully this decision will allow those people that have spent 3 weeks at a site in Ballycoo to go home. Hopefully it gives them the confidence they need to know that political representatives are listening to them and will stand over and stand with the community. And this will allow them to leave that site and go back to their lives if that's what they want to do.
This decision now taken by Mark H. Durkin on the northern side of the border. We know there's interest in fracking in Leitrim, potentially South Donegal as well. Would you like to see a similar message come from the Irish government that what's not acceptable in Fermanagh will equally not be acceptable in Leitrim, in Donegal or elsewhere?
I think the way that the licences that were handed out on both sides of the border in 2010-2011 is completely unacceptable. There was absolutely no public or political debate. Local communities weren't given a say, and political representatives weren't given any say in whether this was in Ireland's national interest. So, you know, this shouldn't have happened in the first place. It went too far, and very clearly we need messages coming out from both the executive in the north and the Dublin government that fracking isn't the way forward, that it isn't in Ireland's interest, and it needs to be banned.